Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello to all our beloved friends and family around the world, listening in from almost every country. And a special hello to everyone listening in on the archives. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2013. And for our program this evening, we have Catherine, our host and channel, and joining us tonight is O'Hara, Time Creator, and One. This is Meg Davis, your co-host, calling in from the greater Atlanta area in Georgia. And our host, Catherine, is calling in from her home in High Falls, New York. Good evening, Catherine.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
I hope that song came through as beautifully as it is supposed to sound. That was Prime Creator's choice. To reach the impossible dream. So, tonight, actually, it's going to be a special feature with Prime Creator. That title was from the last week. I'm sorry I was out today traveling around and wasn't able to change the title. But tonight is Prime Creator, who has some special news for us about a number of different things. So I think it's going to be very interesting to people. And afterwards, we need to probably put a note on this to describe what they were talking about tonight, because I know it's some very interesting wrap-up information and also current events. So that special song was, of course, The Impossible Dream from the musical about Don Quixote. That was his song. And it was sung by Il Divo. I know a lot of people know about these folks, the four men who have taken the world by storm. So it's fun to listen to the videos over the top of them doing their performance. The voices are wonderful, aren't they? And the message.
They're beautiful.
The message is just so apt. Because we are all reaching for the stars and trying to do what most people would think is impossible. To clear away every little speck of difficulty and pain and complication and discombobulation from this entire lifetime, childhood especially included, to reach the place where we can be the ascended masters that our higher selves really are. And that means raising ourselves to the high fifth dimension, which many are accomplishing. So, Prime Creator is going to tell us something very fascinating about that. They gave me a little preview. So when I said, okay, who's going to be talking? And they said, both of us. Just call us Prime Creator and that'll be fine. So it's Omara and O'Hara. And they will just come through in a way that makes it clear to me. So that's my preview for what's on tonight. I'm Catherine May, as Meg said. We should give them our references, our website. And this is Meg Davis, my co-host, whose website is Wisdom Within. Meg Davis. Meg has been helping us with wonderful, wonderful information for healing, and she's written a fabulous guide called Eating for Ascension. And I know there are many people on the call who are working to raise their vibration and change their health by following the wonderful guide that Meg has written. It's available everywhere. I bet it's on your website, isn't it, Meg? I mean, on your Facebook page?
It's the pin post right at the top. So as soon as you find the Facebook page, it's right there at the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's an easy way to get it. It's also on our Healing for Ascension Tour Facebook page. And it is on my website, whoneedslight.org. So we're working on the website. We're making real progress. So soon we will have a brand new website that is going to be just have tremendous power so that it can hold all of our references to the channelings, the radio shows, the health information and references to also all of the channeled material going back for a couple of years, the whole volume called When God Pinched My Toe, and Sananda's new scriptures. So all of that is available. And for people who are new, I know there are some new folks here. We try to cover all the helpful information you can possibly need to raise your own vibration. And the channelings are really tailored to that, to help everyone ascend. And in the process of raising your vibration, there's some work to do. So recently we've been including the writings, and I send out emails of the channelings, the written channelings that I do. So if anybody wants to be on the list to get the written channelings, make sure you go to my website, whoneedslight.org, and sign up. And then you will get them when they come right to you in your mailbox. So, do we have any other news tonight? Yes, I do. I asked Carl, let's see if I can see his phone number here. Carl, will you raise your hand, please? Let's see if I can find you. Don't see you, Carl. You have to press 1 to get on the board so we can call on you. Oh, maybe he's going to do it on Sunday. So, okay, this is a preview. On Sunday, Carl Myers will come and tell us how to make MMS. I've been doing a lot of research on the very simple, elegant, available, cheap, and powerful cure for all kinds of it's a microbial, it eliminates disease cells, it helps you to rebalance your body, but anything like parasites or viruses or bacterial infections, and it can take it on. And on the website, there are testimonials, and you can tell these are the real thing from people who are describing how they took the medication, you can buy it, you know, it's drugstore type thing. You can buy it online. You can buy it by the pound and mix your own, or you can buy it already pre-mixed. If you want to do the research and read about how it's used and where it came from, the first Jim Humble.com. The first realizations he had, it's used to purify water. It has been for a long time to purify drinking water. And he was in the jungle with a couple of guys who came down with malaria. He gave them a stronger concoction of the water, and they were cured. So he discovered first that it was a cure for malaria. And I am going to recommend it to everyone. I've ordered some for myself. I'll take it myself, so I wouldn't recommend anything that I wouldn't be willing to take myself. It's a very simple chemical compound from the earth that is going to just do wonders for the world. So I was too excited about that to wait till Sunday to tell about it. Carl's going to come and tell us how to mix it so you can make your own. It's very simple. So it's amazing how when you read about it, it sounds exactly like the principles that the Arcturians follow when we go to the ship. So it's pretty exciting. And there are people on it who have had cancer and have had amazing cures. So all of you who are ready to take on your own health, to heal yourselves, this is going to be the way to do it. Okay, so that's the health section for tonight. We save that usually for our show with Sananda on Sundays. So let's go on and see what Prime Creator has to say to us tonight.
Oh, very exciting.
Did I forget anything?
I think we're good, Catherine. Yeah, no, I think we're good.
All right. Okay, so I will settle in here. And
there you go. We'll give you just a couple of minutes to get settled and do what you do to reach up and connect. And we welcome Prime Creator to our show. Welcome.
Hello, dear. Yes,
welcome.
I should say it is we. I will speak tonight. This is O'Hara. But O'Mara is right here by my side. Now, I'm going to give you some information that Catherine has asked me to pass on to you. I think it will help for many to understand this process. I'm going to tell you about a conversation she had and where we were questioned. The conversation was about, well, we're raising our vibration, we have visions of what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And she was saying, I want to build this retreat center and I can already taste it. And she said, in fact, I feel as though I've been there so long, I'm getting homesick for High Falls. And that really pleased us because that's the kind of vision that allows you to raise your vibrations. When all of you, remember when you were doing the vision boards, you can still do that. Go to your vision board, if you make it yourself or you post it with the group, that would be fine. Make your vision board and put on it where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing. As soon as you have the wherewithal to do it, it doesn't have to be what you're going to do after the RV. It can include all the things you want to do now. Your vision of how you're going to use your skills and your talents and your best abilities to raise your vibration and those around you. And when you do that, it does manifest. So Catherine was asking, okay, I've done that. I've done it a lot. I've done it so much, I'm already homesick. How come I'm not there? And her friend, whom she was talking to, said, but we are already there. We are. And they agreed. We are there. You are there. You have already created the place, the circumstances, the fun, the celebrations, the goodwill, and the high spirits. And I will explain to you how that is possible. You see, we have created an alternative universe. The one you're in now, you're familiar with, the one where Earth was in three dimensions, But there is another. Exactly the same, except on a higher plane, a higher vibration. So your planet, which was in the third dimension, is now in the fifth dimension. There are others that were in higher dimensions, and they have also moved to a higher plane. Now, those who are already rising to a higher plane are beginning to populate the new alternative universe. Now, you're still here in this universe because it was what you promised. You promised to stay here and help the others. So this is why you're here. This is why those who are working now so diligently to help you raise your vibration, this is why they are still here. Because it is what they promised. They would stay here and help raise everyone up so that you can all move together to the alternative universe. And when you do that, those who do not wish to raise their vibration will simply stay. But all of you will be there doing the things you envision now. So you see, you are planning your future and your present and your past all at the same time. This is what we mean by timelessness. You are there already. You are multidimensional. We've told you that, haven't we? Well, this is what it means. When you envision something so powerfully that you can taste it, you are already there. Now, I'm trying to explain this to you in a way that you can feel it, you can breathe it, you can picture it, and know that this is true. Those of you who have so passionately put your hearts into this good work that you're doing, these steps that you're taking, the work that you've done to help others, the group consciousness meditations that you've done together, what you imagine there, you have already created. Many of you have done work to help elevate Mother Earth herself. Those of you who have helped to activate the crystals, to raise the vibration of Terra, it is already done. And this is how it's possible that your Mother Terra is already in the seventh dimension, parts of her, parts in the fifth, but all in a high vibration. And in that vibration, there are no wars. Even the weather is mild. There are no hurricanes. There are no nuclear weapons. There are no chemtrails. But there is great celebration. There is the Golden Age. The Golden Age that you are moment by moment, day by day, creating by your efforts. We've told you when you combine a passionate feeling has to combine feeling and thought together. We call that vision. When you envision something that you want for yourself and others, we have called it the universal law of flow. When you contribute your energy, your wisdom, your passion to doing something that will help the world, it is never lost. It is never a waste of time. The more of you who do it, the more powerfully it is created, the more far-reaching effect it has. That is vision. It is how we create in higher dimensions. We don't build a planet out of clay or wood or stone. We create it in our minds, in our mind's eye. But the energy of creation is love. And when you feel the love in your heart for those you wish to lift up, whether it is by helping to create a school where children will be educated brilliantly. And by the way, you don't need a whole lot of money to do that. You need will. And that will be true even after you have your blessings, because what it really takes is talent, determination, ability, inspiration, creativity, imagination. And that you have in large amounts, all of you. When you join together, you are a formidable force. There have been many meditations that were planned and executed on through the Facebook page, which has now grown to thousands and thousands of people. And when you do a meditation together, it is a powerful thing. And when we do a meditation together, here on the call, it is wonderful. On Sunday, you joined with Sananda. You and many others joined with Sananda to send a love blast to the planet. And it had an electrifying effect. You are going to see things changing. It's still taking time to get it through the media. That will take time, of course. And many of you have said, oh, nothing seems to be changing, but it could not be further from the truth. Have you not seen the changes in your own life? Have you not seen the changes in yourself? Look at how you have changed. And then you can presume that everyone else on the planet has had a similar experience. Now, there are still a few, but relative to the population of the whole planet, there are very few dark ones left. They make themselves known. They're the most popular subject in the media. And so anyone who behaves badly gets front billing top billing, I think you call it. So if you want to make the front pages and be the talk of the television on every station, do something criminal and horrific, and then everyone in the world will know about it. That's the principle they follow. This is what has made ISIS the imaginary global threat. It's what's made Ebola famous. Now, Catherine has told you about the cure. It is the compound, the MMS, it's called. It's a very simple, comes from the earth. It has to be mixed, but it's a very simple process. Anyone who's done any chemistry in high school could do it with no problem at all. Anyone who's baked a cake can make it. And it will cure all kinds of supposedly death-creating horrific viruses. Well, Ebola is a hoax, dear ones. Don't get yourselves all tied up in knots in fear. Many people have been exposing the supposed transfer of patients. Many of you have probably seen that video where they're supposedly bringing an ill patient on an airplane. Everyone in hazmat suits, except for one man who comes out with his clipboard or whatever, and he's walking around in street clothes. Now, how is it possible that everybody's in hazmat suits except this one person? Clearly, he didn't think it was much of a threat. And if you watch the video, you'll notice that they're loading some kind of paraphernalia into the airplane, but there is no patient inside. Do they really think that you're all that stupid? That they can load something that's supposedly some sort of oxygen contraption with nothing in it but blankets and you'll think it's a patient? And why are they making these silly videos anyway? To scare you. Oh, here's someone who's dying of this hideous disease that can pass through the air, and everybody dies if they get it, and they're sending him back to the U.S. Well, of course, it wasn't true. There have been some deaths in West Africa, many of them from the compounds put in to the immunizations that people were given. This is the cause of the death. You needn't worry about Ebola. There's a simple cure. Actually, there are two simple cures. One of them is the nanosilver that Dr. Rima is talking about. We've asked Catherine to post these things. They're easy to get. They're simple compounds, and they won't hurt you. They're far less harmful than the antibiotics and the supposed vaccinations that you can get. Whatever you do, beloved ones, do not allow yourself to be vaccinated. And if you can prevent your children from being vaccinated, do it, even if you have to keep them out of school. If everyone whose child was going into kindergarten refused to vaccinate the children, there would be no kindergarten. And you could bet that the principals and the teachers and whoever is in charge would very quickly change their policy, because they cannot operate without a new class coming in. That would be fun to see, wouldn't it? Where do you suppose will be the first incident of a school where all the parents refuse to vaccinate their children? And you can bet that they will not have any more disease in that school than any other, because those vaccinations do not work. That has been proven time and time again. But, of course, the drug companies don't want you to know that. And they've brainwashed the poor doctors into thinking that if they don't give you these vaccinations, they're being bad doctors. And you're being bad parents. Nonsense. Now, enough on the health front. Let's talk a little bit more about your vision for the new world. And it is truly a new world for you. How does it feel to know that we've created a new universe for you? Because you, beloved ones, dear humankind, are the star of this show. As you are raising your vibration, as you are working so hard and helping one another to clear away all those shadows from childhood, you are raising your vibrations. You are developing the protocol for how to recover from darkness, each one of you in your own way is practicing, is developing your own methods to understand, to approach without fear any thought processes, any feelings that carry with them anxiety, depression, fear, any kind of what you might think of as gnarliness or impatience or discontent, dis-ease, even things like shyness. Many of you think it's perfectly normal to be shy. It's perfectly normal to be anxious. But, dear ones, it is not. Those are leftover, anxious, fearful, dark feelings that you were trained to experience. It is not who you are. It was a part of your training. And if your parents didn't instill it in you, the culture did. This is not normal. Human beings are designed to be joyful, to have fun, to see life as a great pleasure and a gift, which it is. We have told you before, there are many who didn't get to come here this time. And those of you who have a place now on the planet must make the most of it, don't you think? So consider that. How will you make this lifetime of yours the most brilliant success? And I don't mean how will you climb the ladder to be the president of the corporation. Oh, no. It would be a brilliant success to be a taxi driver who makes people laugh, who is so courteous and kind that people leave feeling uplifted. It would be a fabulous triumph to be someone working in a grocery store, say, checking people out. Hundreds of people every day pass by you. Think of what you could do to have a real impact. If you're a teacher, all those children looking up at you all day long, what will you teach them? What secrets will you pass on to them about their own talents, their abilities, how precious they are in the eyes of God? You don't have to use the words. Just the way you look at them will make the difference. Think of it. If you work in an office, if you have a few people working under you, how do you look upon them? Do you make eye contact? Do you know what their lives are like? Do you have a deep understanding of how they feel about their work, of what their dreams and wishes and hopes are? Find a way to help others fulfill their fondest dreams, at least by encouraging them. And you will be adding to the wonderful visions that are being created for your new world. Everything you envision now is being created. The things that you envision with love only, if you simply grumble and wish you had a new car and think about the new car you want and picture it in your driveway, well, probably not. You won't find it in the new world. But the buildings that were built with love will be there. The families that care for each other tenderly, they're already there. The vibration of who you are when you're at your highest point is already there in your alternative earth. See it there. You see, you're here and you're there. You have already claimed your place in the new world. And the more you do that, the closer you bring planet Earth to the new universe. That is the goal. You're lifting yourselves and those around you, and everyone must be helped. Now, you're getting a lot of help from us. You're getting a lot of help from the energies that are flowing across the earth. And there will be more help. You know how we told you there will be help from the galactics. They will be sending you new technologies. They already have. You see it on the internet, don't you? People who have come forward and said, we have the technology now. We know how to make free energy. It's here. the cures. It's here. And so, the healing chambers we told you about are already here. First, you will cure disease. It's a simple thing. Once you look at it from a different perspective, once you insist on eating the food that will make you healthy, and using the very simple substances and compounds, herbs and ancient know-how, you will all eliminate disease. It could be done in a matter of weeks. Well, it might take a little longer than that to get organic food to everyone. But just switching from the toxic foods that you've eaten in the past, fast food, oh, what a terrible idea. There's no such thing as fast food. The pleasures of smelling something wonderful in the kitchen, how can you do better than that? So during this time when you still need, you still require the nutrition, if each of you follow the simple guidelines that our dear Meg has presented for you, you can cure disease. Now, the healing chambers, it's what you're doing on Sundays with Sananda. The methods that you need to use to get there, where do you think Meg received this information? We've been working with her for years, just as we have with Catherine, with Gabriella, with the whole team. We've been working with all of you for years. Yes, you have had galactic intervention. And we will continue to intervene. And you are seeing it come. The new technologies, and I don't mean the new iPhone. Although some of those technologies will be very useful for a time. But what we have given you already will make everything you know obsolete. It's already here. Now it will be your responsibility to make sure it gets developed. And in order to do that, you must protect those who are bringing forth these technologies. You must support them. We can give it to you, but you must protect, you must demand it, you must take advantage of the things you've been given, and stop insisting on the old stuff. Don't go out and buy a car that uses a whole lot of gasoline. That's looking backward, isn't it? There are new technologies. Well, automobiles will be here for a little bit longer. But already, you've seen the new Tesla automobile. It's on the way to the kind of transportation that will be clean and will not damage the earth. There is so much to look forward to, beloved ones. So much. Do not feel discouraged. Do not allow yourselves to despair because the things you've been looking forward to aren't here already. Well, they may not seem to be here, but they are there. And now it's just your work to get to bring the two closer together. And everyone you help, everyone you're able to talk to give them hope, that helps. It raises the energy. And for the hundreds and usually thousands who listen to these calls, look how many people you can reach. You're all over the world. There are people listening to these calls in almost every country in the world. You can do this. Now, I did promise an update on some things that I think will be very interesting to you. All of you were questioning what really happened to Flight 370. Well, you've been given a lot of the information, but I will give you an update. The airplane itself was in danger. I'm going to give you a sidebar here. There is a book by Dr. Judy Wood about 9/11. It's called Where Did the Towers Go? What's really interesting about this book is that it's very different from other 9/11 truth information. And that is that what she presents is the very convincing argument that the technology that was used is what you should all be focusing on to figure out how is it possible for those enormous buildings to suddenly turn to dust. That has never happened before in the history of the planet, at least not in exactly this way. The two buildings were not blown up with ordinary explosives. They were, as she called it, dustified. Now, how do you turn a 110-story building into dust in really no time? With the free energy technology. It is a rather complex combination of magnetism and light. The technology is already here. That's the point. The buildings were disappeared. Now, you don't do that with explosives. When you use explosives, things blow up and the pieces go everywhere. And you certainly don't do it by crashing a plane into a building. The plane would be in pieces and fall all over, and the fires would burn, but buildings don't fall down from fires, especially not in 10 seconds. So, of course, the story that you've been told makes no sense at all. And there has been some analysis of what happened there. But many of those who are supposedly telling you the truth about what happened on 9/11 are actually obscuring what really happened because they don't want anyone to know that you already have free energy technology It's been developed by your government, and it is available. It's available to destroy. But if you would like to have it, then you should demand it. And it should be given to the people, the ability to create energy that will support, fuel everything on the planet without using any of her resources. So you see, you have a great responsibility to let other people know what's possible, to help raise vibrations, to get the information out there to people. We are passing on the references daily. Many of you on the Facebook page are posting things that are very important technologies. And why, when you hear that it has been discovered that you can create free energy from a coil, that it's easy to build, and that everyone could have it, why do you yawn and not demand that your congresspeople know about it, that your neighbors know about it? Why aren't you insisting that these things be brought forth? That is the way it will happen. We are not going to drop it into your laps. We already have dropped it in your neighborhood. All you need to do is insist. Tell everyone you're not buying another automobile that uses gasoline. How fast do you think things would change if you all decided you're never buying another car that uses gasoline? What a powerful statement that would be. If you all started writing to your congresspeople and insisting that they do the research to discover what really brought the buildings down, and that you want access to that technology for the greater good. How would that be for a demonstration? You have real power, you know. The cabal is being backed off. Little by little, they've lived for many generations with no threat to them at all. So it has caused quite a shakeup that many are being threatened with lawsuits. Many are now being taken to court. There will be numbers of lawsuits. They're already appearing in the news. You do get a little bit of that in the business news, the cheating and the stealing and the manipulating of the markets. They are being prosecuted. It's shocking to them. And the amounts of money that are going to be paid this time around will be considerable. Enough to really scare people. The penalties are getting larger for doing criminal and life-threatening things to the people. Now, it's time for all of you to do things like demonstrate against all GMO crops. Other countries have done it. Why haven't you? Germany, much of Europe, parts of Asia have already refused all GMO crops. Why do you permit these things to be planted? Why do you buy them in the stores? If you stopped buying them, the countries, the companies that make them, would be bankrupt in a week. So, get your friends, get your neighbors together, and insist. This is how you can do the right thing, beloved ones. You are the ones who are going to change this world. Yes, we are helping you. But we are staying behind the scenes. You are the ones who will have credit for this. We have eased the way for you. You will find that out when you start trying to change things. You'll start to see the dominoes fall in a way that has not been possible before. It used to be like shouting into the wind to try to make any change. That is no longer true. There are people who will listen, and you can make a difference. Now, I've just given you a list of the most obvious things that you could change very quickly, if you want to. Because we've already laid the groundwork. The information is already there. People have worked hard to create documentaries that will back up what you have to say. We're telling you what the compounds are to cure disease, what the procedures are. Are you going to do it? I am pushing you, aren't I? I want to see you succeed. I want to see this project succeed gloriously. We all do. We're cheering you on. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Flight 370. The airplane, as I said, was in danger. It was in danger of the technology that I have just told you about. That was not a sidebar. It was a relevant discussion. The same technologies that brought down the building were going to be used, or very similar ones, were going to be used to disappear the airplane. It would have evaporated and fallen to earth as dust, to be swallowed up by the ocean. We could not permit that. So instead of allowing the weapons to be used, we captured the airplane, as you were told. The Ashtar Command did a very nice job of capturing the airplane and the people on it. And they were very carefully taught about what their options would be. It would have been possible for them to agree to finish their lives and go to higher dimensions, to meet their loved ones, if they chose to do that. These were the options they were given. They could be taken to the ships to be trained to help raise their vibration so that they could go to the planet Earth in the new universe. Many of them chose that option. They had been, for a time, working to raise their own vibration. They have done the work that you've done. Of course, they had quite an impetus to do it. And they had quite a lot of help as well. But you have as much help as they have. And they went through a concentrated training program so that they could raise their vibrations to inhabit the new Earth. And that they have done. Now I can hear you asking questions. And what happened to the airplane? The airplane. Well, we did not want to leave it there somewhere to be found empty. It would have been covered up anyway. And so after we took the passengers to safety, we sent the airplane into the depths of the ocean. But we did a small disappearing act with it before it went into the water. So it may be found one day, parts of it, maybe not. But you'll know. The people were safe. No one died in that plane crash. They are all safe. They have all learned about the new golden age. And many of them are talented scientists who will now be working on something other than weapons. And who, in fact, will be helping you. The new technologies that are coming through, some of them are coming from these folks who had a very good understanding of the higher levels of technologies that were being developed. So they have the ability to help those on the ground to develop those new technologies. And they will be working with you to do that. So you see, we had reason for helping them to do exactly what they've done. Aside from the fact that it was, of course, a humanitarian intervention, we did not want those people to be lost in such a hideous way. And we did not want the cabal to succeed. And so that was one of the lessons that they learned. It was one of the very important times that the cabal learned that they are no longer in charge. And they were aware that there was an intervention. They knew that the plane behaved very strangely and that they could not carry out their nefarious mission. It was very successful in that regard. You're not going to be seeing those weapons used. We will not permit it. They did destroy the buildings and many of the people. And that, beloved ones, you must use as evidence. You must learn from this. Not simply accept the ridiculous story that was told about what happened there. You must awaken and use this evidence for your own behalf and at the same time to take down those who initiated such a hideous act. Now, you also must understand that those who died were those who also had contracted for that experience. Of course, it was difficult for the families, but they too, in their soul contracts, were aware that this would be a turning point in the history of the world, and not because it created another war. Not because of the Patriot Act and the loss of freedoms. Oh no. This was a turning point, beloved ones, because it shows what you're capable of, what technologies are available to you, and what terrible things the Dark Ones are capable of doing. In one act, it was all revealed. Now, open your eyes and your hearts, and you will see the obvious. It is all laid out there in front of you. Everything you could have, everything you could want, and everything you must eliminate from your lives. And I don't mean by going to war or by taking revenge. I know you're taking this to heart. I know you're understanding what I'm saying. In seeing clearly what happened on 9/11, you will see the positive as well as the negative. You will see the potential and the possibilities, and you will see the darkness and know that it must not continue. We have been training you in how to eliminate darkness. Every day for many months you were given lessons. How to eliminate the darkness in yourself. And now I can speak to you about this. Because your courage has increased. As you have eliminated the dark shadows from yourselves, you become fearless. You refuse to be tricked. You've stopped believing what the media tries to feed you. You're seeing when they produce a video with people supposedly crying in pain with their clothes torn off and blood smeared on them. You can see a fake. All these movies and videos of trauma and the dangerous, terrible ISIS groups. Are we sure that there are more than 5 of them? Maybe 10? and some recruits, and a whole lot of videos. Iraq is not being overrun. Not at all. In fact, Iraq is doing beautifully. Do you think that if ISIS was such a terrible threat, was about to take over the entire Middle East, do you think that Iraq would have refused help? Do you think they're that stupid? They were there, meeting, electing their new government, making plans to rebuild their country. Do you think if the parliament had been threatened that they would be sitting there calmly, passing new laws, working so closely together, ironing out all their problems so that they could cooperate so beautifully? Do you think the Kurds would have decided to rejoin the government, to be a part of things, to help out? Of course not. Now they can use some help, and they've agreed to accept some help. But they would not be refusing help from other countries around the world if they really needed it, would they? They know what this is. They know it was designed to try to frighten people and destroy the new government there. It will not succeed. It already is not succeeding. So, what threat there is will be cleared away, and it will be revealed that they were simply the same old group. You know, it's all the same characters. All of these disasters in the world are the same handful of dark characters. They're almost a caricature of darkness because their deeds are so dastardly. But they're a small group. They've been allowed to accrue all the money, but they're a small group of people. And once the bankers are being sued and stopped in their tracks, and of course, the Chinese are going to be a great help to you. Now that rubs a lot of people the wrong way, and it creates a paranoia that you must not allow yourselves to fall into. Of course, look at the facts. Try to get them if you can. You have many on the internet who are doing real research, who are trying very hard to get the information for you. The Chinese Dragon Family is dedicated to peace on earth, to helping all to create a level playing field. They are the trustworthy ones. They have worked with Saint Germain. They're now working with our boots on the ground everywhere around the world. The families that have been chosen have been entrusted with this work are coming forward. The funds will be released. It may be more gradual than we have told you in the past, but it is being done. We helped you to change your mind about what's possible. Yes, we promised you a lot, and you shall have everything we promised you. it may unfold differently than the picture you've had in your mind of it, just as we've told you about the healing. You didn't need a ship to land and unload boxes for you. It's already here. It will be the same with the prosperity. It's already here. It will unfold, and as it does, you will move together, step by step. And as you do, you will find your numbers increasing. This is how you will change the world. You will not be given the project to do alone. There will be few on the planet that will have enormous amounts to put into this project of raising the level for everyone. But all of you will take part. All of you know how to help. It will be a powerful experience. Better than you had anticipated, because it will be like a great chorus learning a new song and coming forth with that song for all the world to hear. It will be like a great wave where all of humankind will play an important part. Do not look to others to create miracles around you. You are the miracle. You are all miracle makers. Look to your heart. Look to the truth in yourselves. You are manifesting the new world. We're not going to come down and go hocus pocus and change it all for you. What good would that do? You will have the credit for this. And it's part of the plan, you know. We do love you. We love you beyond words. But there is a correction in this path that needs to happen, and that is that for centuries, there has been this idea that God changes everything with lightning bolts, that God will turn the world upside down and change everything, that God will destroy everything, or God will fix everything, or God is the one who causes everything to happen. Wouldn't that be a boring world? Wouldn't it feel awful to know that you had no power, no effect of your own? This is not what we intend. We are not dictators. We are creators, yes. As you are. We are one. You have the ability to create just as we do. You have the ability to change your world just as we do. We will not snatch the project out of your hands and do it for you. That would be insulting to you. That would be destructive. We will give you all the help, all the help you can use, just as we are giving it to you now. It is your vision as well as it is ours. We work together, you and I. It cannot be otherwise. You're learning a new definition of what God is. It is you. It is I. It is the person next to you. It is your friend, your child, your loved ones. Together, you will create the new world. And you will create it in a vision of your own making. Reach high, dear ones. Aim as high as you wish, and it will be done. The creation the themes, the energy, the laws of creation that you're using are the materials that you use to build with. It is all done with light and love. You are made in our image. And so, why would you ask that we do it for you? Have you ever had a 2-year-old in your care? You know what it's like to feel, no, I'd rather do it myself. Have you forgotten that feeling? Would you really want for us to swoop down and yank the project out of your hands and tell you, no, you're not good enough at this, we'll do it for you? Heavens, no. We're happy to give you help, guidance, information. The information you need to succeed. You only need to be willing to feel it, absorb it, accept it with our love, and together we will create the most glorious new world. The new golden age on planet Terra. We send you our endless love. And I'm reminded to send love from all the company of heaven. We are here with you. We're here to help you. To encourage you, to give you all the tools you need to be the creators. And you, beloved ones, are laying the groundwork, are creating the lessons that will be in the records for the entire universe. You are learning now the lessons that will be used by others. Others who have similar challenges to raise themselves out of darkness. everyone is learning from what you're doing now. Raise your sights. Lift your hearts. Do not allow yourselves to look back. Don't allow yourself to think, oh, well, it's been a mess so far, so it'll probably be a mess forever. No. Don't allow yourself to think, oh, this will probably take 100 years or 3,000 years or something. No. It will happen as quickly as you choose for it to happen. And so choose. Take action. And it will be as you proclaim it to be. You have our love. Now use it. Take it into your heart. Feel every cell awakening, every part of your being alive and in love. We love you without end. We are your prime creator. Namaste, all.
Thank you, O'Hara and Amara, prime creator. Thank you.
That was fun.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Oh, goodness. That was a wonderfully long message. We are so grateful. My goodness. So much information.
Mm.
So many wonderful things to ponder. Yes, thank you. To really sit with and feel what that would be like, to really play with your imagination and your vision and to taste it.
Yeah.
All the things that they set before us. Yeah.
I'm hearing you a little muffled. Can I make it?
Okay. Yeah.
I know you're on your cell phone, so sometimes it sounds a little muffled.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. Try it again, because I want to hear every word.
Yes. I'm listening, of course, with my dear friends here, so I like to put it on speakerphone so they can hear you.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
There's a little bit of a loss, so I'm off speaker, so we'll be good.
Okay, thanks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you were saying?
Yes, that I could tell that I went in and out of feeling the enormity and then feeling the personal movement and the enormity and the personal movement. And I really appreciated how, I think one of the things I felt come up after doing visual centering with you, I can tell, go forward when I feel overwhelmed. So when O'Hara and Amara were bringing the large scope and then the individual scope, and then the large went global and then down personal, I could tell that there's a program that I'm going to completely shift that I became very aware of. And that piece of it's just so big. How can I make a difference? My one person that I said, that is old programming. I felt it so clear.
Oh.
And I just opened the pillar of light and I allow that light to come in and start shifting it. And I know I was feeling many people. I could tell this was an old program.
Right.
Of you're just one person. There, what does one vote mean? Why bother? Just go back to your life and numb out in all the ways that we're shown that we can dance across the TV screen. And I just sat with it and I felt it. I centered, and I said, this is going to shift. Help me shift this. And this feeling that he kept giving us, you're not doing it alone. You are never alone. So that's, I just reached out and I grabbed everybody on the call, all of our Healing for Ascension Tour group members, all of Prema Swarupa, all of the masters, and I said, okay, we're not alone. We're going to be able to do this together. So if you're out there sitting there, one person in Argentina, one person in Peru, one person, you know, wherever you are, we are not doing this alone. We are going to have, O'Hara said, all the tools, all the means, all the ways to connect to be able to do this in joy together. And I just took that violet flame and kept flaming it and flaming it, old program, flaming it and flaming it. So that's what came up for me, and I don't think I'm alone.
No, I'm sure you're not alone. And I love it that you captured the unspoken lesson. The rhythm of it was very interesting. You really got it. I'm sure that was exactly what was intended. How fascinating. Well, I think this is one we could listen to again, because clearly there was a lot in there that was not spoken. It was the method was important too, the way it was presented, just as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, mm-hmm. I felt that as I was channeling. I saw this people being encouraged to come out, reach out, be together, work together, make it work. You can now, because something important has shifted on the planet. And now we're not going to get the same resistance we did before. When people tried to change anything, it was really hard work. You'd have to organize thousands and thousands of people and make phone calls and write letters and, you know, put together a... And people did it. They still did it. And they didn't have the convenience and the easy tools that we have. And they also didn't have the high energy that we have helping us. So the people you thought were going to be artists, nuts, all of a sudden, it's not so hard to reach people anymore.
And as I mentioned that, he said, just you try and watch what happens. He said, we have paved the way for you. It was almost like a teaser. Paved the way for you, just watch and see. So we can just hold on to that. And if we start to feel small, we just use all our tools and we'll remember there's something they're doing. And it's the light, like you just said, Catherine. The light is making a difference here to transmute the density of having so many people have to get together to be able to make a change. There's something there, like the Fibonacci.
Right, they've said that, the Fibonacci numbers.
They've spun it to where, I think Sananda even said that on Sunday, shift 87 people right around them. One person's light will shift that. So they're helping us play with the numbers and the light and must be sacred geometry to be able to blast out, and with the unified grid all linked up together where a thought just transmits through the grid so fast that, and all the light being raised with this call and all the ways that this travels, there's something there. And I'm just going to hold that and say, yes, and we're going to keep flaming through with the violet flame all of those ideas, all of the times we've been programmed to not think we matter. And it felt like O'Hara was just breaking through that old deep program of one person doesn't matter. Well, we're all one, so I guess one does matter.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow. What a great message. That it's going to be easier is pretty reassuring. And it's true. I mean, if you've tried recently to change something, you'll see it's getting easier. It really is. People come forward to help you to do things you never thought you could do before. So let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try. Why not?
Together,
right. Well, we have a bunch of projects already going on. Those are going to increase. Every week someone brings through something fascinating and important. I can hardly wait to see what this week brings.
It was interesting what O'Hara and Omar said about insist, demand, call forward. That idea planted on this idea of yes, and that is ours. That vision of it's not us getting it from someone else, the powerless from the powerful. No. It's like they were trying to say, it is yours and demand it. Like it's almost as if it's already ours. But that light in us, that action, that carry the ball, that you do the work, was so beautiful. And how many times did he say, you will get the credit for this? At least twice. You will get the credit. And as hard as it feels that I'm flaming through of demanding what I think would be free technology from the government, this thing that we've been taught is so powerful and so amorphous and so out of our reach, to break down that barrier and say it's already ours and ask for it. And I bet you it's going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the asking is all that's needed. The demanding is all that's needed. And I bet you O'Hara and Omara are just doing that paving thing to open that up. Something feels like it's there. Like we need to do the asking. We need to, that initiative, that passion, that heart initiative.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Ask and you shall receive. Isn't that what we've always been told?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now we need to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In every level. Yeah.
It's available in... we've had postings on the Facebook page of the free technology discoveries that are coming through. I'm sorry, I can't say the name off the top of my head, but we'll be posting it more. The coil. There's a free energy technology coil that's been around for a while. People know about it. They know how to use it. It's just that it hasn't been put into production. And that's what we need to demand. And these people don't need $1 billion in funding. They just need some encouragement. They need a few backers. You know, they need to know that if they bring this out, that people will really pay attention. We've been so brainwashed into thinking, oh, no, that's another crackpot idea. That's what our friends convinced us to say about the most valuable things that are laid in front of us. And people will say, oh, no, I'm not using that. Like the MMS.
Oh, yeah.
He's practically been...
Yeah.
You know, he's been drummed out of the country. And it's not only the drug companies that do it, it's individuals that are saying crazy stuff because they hear it, you know. So it's laid in our laps. Nano silver will cure Ebola. So they confiscate all the supplies of nano silver that's shipped to West Africa. Well, do you think maybe we could object to that? Maybe we could contact the Doctors Without Borders and send 10 million letters to the Red Cross, who are covering up the evidence that it works.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take action. We have to get these people out of the way and let the real cures for things come forward. They're all there. They're already here. We don't have to invent them. They're already here. We just have to be willing to use them and insist on it. I think that was today's lesson, wasn't it? It's all here.
Yeah, it feels like it. Mm-hmm.
We've been given all these things already. All the things we wish for. Perfect health. Okay, here are the things you need. Oh, no, I don't want to use that. Oh, no, I don't really want to be that healthy.
Oh, I said that we yawn.
Oh.
And you yawn. We just plant some dynamite technology and you yawn. I'm like, okay. And that's that programming, that it has to be expensive. It has to be given to us by somebody in a white coat or somebody in power. And surely something this amazing cannot be this simple. That is an old, dark thought.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be simple. Because it's, all of these things are based on the most fundamental laws of nature. They're all based, they're going to be elegant and simple. So when a cure comes for something, you know, that's supposed to be horrible, it's going to be simple. It's not going to be something that has to be made in a laboratory. It's going to be simple. And the same with free energy. You know, it's going to take, it takes some serious mathematical understanding to develop it. But once it's developed, people are going to go, oh, my gosh, look at that. It's so simple.
It's like those 3D printers. How did they build a car in 44 hours with this amazing piece of technology? I can't even wrap my mind around it. It looks so simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that, yes. So the new bar is set. Elegant and simple. I love that, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Well, what a night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, O'Hara and Omar and Catherine. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to say good night and wrap this. You just wrapped it up beautifully. I'm so delighted at what you told us about what I just said. So thank you for that.
Well, good night, everybody. Thank you so much. And I'm so excited about, I can just feel everybody's minds popping. I just feel them out there crackling with new ideas and shaking off the old sort of heavy coat that O'Hara has helped us with, starting to think fresh and move freshly and feel energized and feel together and supported. I can just feel you all out there. So I love you, and we're going to do this together. So
I feel great change coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I really do. Okay. We'll see you on Sunday. 2 p.m. on Sunday Eastern Time. And in the meantime, love, love to everyone.
Yes. Good night, Catherine.
Good night, Meg. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Now we should be hearing the music. Well, this is puzzling lately. I don't know what happened to our music. There it is.
There comes a time when we hear.
Good night, everyone.
When the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Big family
and the truth, you know, love is all we need.